All right, train is almost gone. This is a perfect time to start recording. Okay, if you, whatever, is your first time here, I am picking up from the previous episode of Anarchy Moment. I'm not going to backtrack any. Just go back, listen to the previous episode. If that's too complicated for you to figure out how to do that, you're not smart enough to listen to this podcast, go fuck yourself. Moving on. State offices. Governor, Lieutenant Governor. Allow me to introduce you folks to Jared Polis. Jared Polis is a true piece of shit. Governor. Now, this is from our little voting guide. Let's see. How am I going to do this? Okay, here's how I'm going to do this. On the ballot, we have Governor / Lieutenant Governor. You can vote for one pair. Because, of course, you have to explain to people who vote that they only get to vote for one person per category. Because, of course, you know, people who vote are really intelligent. That's why you have to tell them obvious things. Governor / Lieutenant Governor. We got Jared Polis and Diane Primavera. There's the Democrats. We got Walker Stapleton and Lang Sias, Republicans. We got Bill Hammonds and Eric Bodenstab from the Unity Party. No, I don't know what the Unity Party is either. We'll Google it. And then we have Scott Hinkler and Michael Pogue, who are libertarians. And by libertarians, we mean basically cucks. All right, let me type in Unity Party real quick. Let me just find out what this is. Unity Party, Colorado. Unity Party is a centrist political party. Okay, we're already done with you. We're centrist? Like, okay, so... like, we want to give money to welfare mothers, but not a whole lot of money. And we want people to be gay, but not really. What is centrist? What does this mean? Let's find out more. Why does this not fucking work? Come on, guys, get your website to fucking work. Oh my God. Oh my God. Can you just tell me what the fuck? No, I don't want to sign up as a fundraiser. Okay, here we go. I'm trying to find out what your platform positions are. I can't do this. I'm clicking on the fourth link. Okay, Unity Party of America, what we stand for. Balanced Budget Amendment, fantasy. Affirm the Second Amendment, affirm the Fourth Amendment. Eliminate federal income tax, okay. Well, this is sounding okay. Healthcare tax deduction, how about we... Hold it. We're going to eliminate the federal income tax, but we're going to give you a tax deduction for healthcare. How about we eliminate the federal income tax, and there would be no tax deductions. Social Security tithe pool. Not sure what that means. Supporting our military, which is usually shorthand for shooting missiles at foreign countries in the defense of Israel. Free and fair trade, term limits, judicial term limits, enhance electoral security, judges not gerrymandering. Put campaign finance on solid foundation. Resign to run. Make minimum and voting donating ages 16. Okay, we're done. Goodbye. Fuck you. Yes, that'll make democracy work. Let's let fucking 16-year-old children fucking vote. Because 16-year-old children have so much life experience they can use for making political, social, economic, and philosophical decisions. I have an idea. How about you have to be at least 26 to vote, and you have to have a job? Let's start there. Oh, yeah. And you have to have a penis. Okay, Unity Party is officially dead to me. Let's have a look at what our little voting guide, our independent voting guide provided to us by a nonpartisan group, says. Jared Polis, Democrat, current congressman, philanthropist, and entrepreneur, former member of Colorado State Board of Education. That actually explains a lot. Here's who supports him: the Colorado Education Association, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood Voters Colorado. Walker Stapleton, Republican, current state treasurer, businessman, and former CEO of Soma West Holdings Real Estate Company. His supporters are the Associated Builders and Contractors, Colorado Republican Committee. That's me slamming my hand into the furniture again, because apparently I still haven't learned how not to slam my body into the furniture. Former President George W. Bush. Well, that's really not a good thing either. Do they support moving Colorado to 100% renewable energy by 2040? Never mind that that's impossible. But do they support moving Colorado to 100% renewable energy by 2014? Jared Polis, yes. Walker Stapleton, no. Now remember, this is non-biased. This is an unbiased voter's guide. Universal, do they support universal health care coverage for all Coloradoans? Jared Polis, well, of course he does, because other people can pay for that, because you never run out of other people's money. Walker Stapleton does not support this. And do they support policy of separating immigrant families at the border? Jared Polis, no. Walker Stapleton, yes. Okay, I think we're voting for Walker Stapleton. We're going to separate fucking illegal fucking immigrants who should stay in their shithole third world countries. I'm all for this. I think the fucking people should be shot. I'm sorry, they're not people, they're illegal immigrants. Oh, great one. You're so racist. Oh, you're so racist. I'm, great one, I'm a cuckservative. I'm so tolerant. I'm so egalitarian. I care about those illegal immigrants coming here because I'm so much better than you. And oh God, I hate it when those liberals virtue signal, but look how I'm virtue signaling how much better I am than you are, great one, because you're a racist, but I'm so egalitarian. Secretary of State, vote for one, because you have to remind voters, because, you know, voters are really intelligent. You have to remind the voters each time that they're only allowed to vote for one. Because democracy, right? Because the people in the United States are so smart. We can vote for Wayne Williams, Republican. Jenna Griswold, she's a Democrat. She's also a woman. That tells us everything we need to know. Amanda Campbell from the American Constitution Party. She has a vagina. That tells us all we need to know. And Blake Huber from the Approval Voting Party. I did not know there was an Approval Voting Party. If you don't know what approval voting is, Google it your fucking self. That was me dying on the podcast and knocking stuff all over the floor because I am a retard. And that was me hitting the furniture. All right, here we go. Secretary of State. What this office does, it oversees all elections, business licensing, because of course America is a free country and you can start your own business as long as you get permission from the government first, because, you know, because you're free. And campaign finance monitoring for the state. Jenna Griswold, she's a Democrat. She's an attorney. Okay, there's three strikes. Woman, Democrat, attorney. Former deputy voter protection director for Obama's Colorado campaign, four strikes. Her supporters are Let America Vote, five strikes. Former President Barack Hussein Obama, the first half-black and first affirmative action president of the United States, who murdered a large number of Muslims in foreign countries with missiles launched from flying robots. That strike, what, one, two, three, seven, or who cares? And Planned Parenthood Votes Colorado. So basically everything about her is negative. Wayne Williams, he's a Republican. He looks like a jock. By the way, no, Jenna is not fuckable. Wayne Williams, Republican, current Secretary of State, former El Paso County Clerk. His supporters are former Governor Bill Owens, the Colorado Automobile Dealers Association, and the Colorado Association of Realtors. None of that's flattering. Here, let's get to the important part. Let's get to the non-biased, independent part. Do they support... Each of the Do They Support sections has three questions, just so you know as we move forward. Do they support? Remember, this is very non-biased. Listen to the way these statements slash questions are worded for the amazing amount of non-biasness that's going on here. Do they support requiring presidential candidates to release birth certificates? Require presidential candidates to release tax returns to qualify for the ballot. Jenna, yes. Wayne Williams, no. Do they support sending voter data to President Trump's Election Fraud Commission? Jenna, no. Wayne Williams, yes. I don't know what that is, but if a woman is opposed to it, it's probably a good thing. Do they support improving usability and transparency in campaign finance databases? Jenna Griswold, yes. Wayne Williams, yes. What if there were no campaigns? What if we just didn't have a government? Oh, wait, it wouldn't be any roads because nobody could make a flat place on the ground if you don't have taxation under the threat of being put into a fucking cage, because people who vote also happen to be people who are fucking retarded. We're voting Republican because we're voting penis. All right, Wayne Williams filled in. State Treasurer. You can vote for one. It tells you that in case you're really still too stupid. We got Brian Watson, Republican, Dave Young, Democrat, Gerald F. Kilpatrick. He's American Constitution Party. Right, state treasurer. Dave Young, Democrat, state representative for 7 years, strike one. Former math teacher. All right, well, at least it's not liberal arts. And Education Association president, strike two. Supporters, Colorado Education Association, strike three. Rocky Mountain Farmers Union. We were good until we got to the word union, strike four. Colorado Professional Firefighters Union. We were good till we got to union, strike five. Brian Watson, he is a Republican. Commercial real estate developer, CEO and founder of North Star Commercial Partners. Supporters, Colorado Automobile Dealers Association. Nothing says sleazy like being supported by car salesmen. Colorado Association of Realtors. Okay, if you're new around here, let me tell you guys something. Let's digress for a minute. Let's tangent, because go fuck yourself. I fucking hate real estate people, realtors. I don't know where you are, but here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, which is located in the Soviet sector of Colorado. Guys, I'm not making this up. I know, like, if you take the women's, of the women's that I just even casual acquaintances with, like, 1 out of 10 teaches yoga. And another 1 out of 10 is a realtor. And then on top of that, of the men that I just passing acquaintances with, you meet somebody, hey, how's it going? What do you do? Yeah, you know, it's like, well, you know, I'm like, well, I have sex with hot college girls and try to avoid getting venereal diseases. What do you do? Oh, I'm a realtor. Like a solid 1 out of 10 men that I run, realtors. I have never seen so many fucking realtors in one place in my life. And they're all the most fake, sleek. Imagine used car salesman. Now imagine somebody sleazier and faker than a used car salesman. That's a real estate agent. These are the sly. I like in a room with these people, and I feel the need to set myself on fire in order to purge the contamination. Souther's supporter is John Souther's, mayor of Colorado Springs. Okay, do they support reducing retirement benefits for public employees like teachers? Dave Young, no. See how unbiased this is? Dave Young, no. Brian Watson, yes. Point for Brian Watson. I fuck the public employees like teachers. Requiring public employees to work longer before they can retire. Oh, hell yes. Dave Young says no, but Brian Watson says yes. Increasing transparency and accountability of public employees' retirement program. Dave Young says yes. Brian Watson says yes. Brian Watson expects people to actually work more than 20 years before they get free money. Oh, wait, it's not free money. It's stolen from the taxpayers. Once again, looks like we're voting Republican. And guys, look, voting Republican is not the panacea, right? I voted for Trump. I don't have a wall. Hillary Clinton is not in jail. There are no concentration camps, all right? Voting doesn't fucking solve problems. I am not voting right now. Let's be clear for any retarded people listening. I am not voting to solve any problems. I am voting in self-defense. I am voting in a desperate, and it is desperation. It is completely emotional. There's no logic. There's no rationality because what I am doing right now is completely fucking futile. Okay. As a heterosexual white man, I am enemy number one. Of course, I'm racist. I'm sexist. I'm homophobic. Everything in our society right now is geared towards hating me. But God fucking forbid that I should try to defend myself. I am voting in a very desperate, very futile, very worthless attempt to defend myself from having my freedom restricted, having my money and my time and my life stolen from me. We are not solving problems here. We are not making progress. All of these people on this ballot are garbage. Every single person who is on this ballot should be exterminated. None of these people are quality human beings. None of these people are someone I would want to be in a foxhole with. None of these people are anyone I would trust with my children. Or even your children, for that matter. Even if you're a leftist, I wouldn't trust any of these people with your children. I mean, I can guarantee you, one of these people on this ballot, I don't know who it is, I promise you, one of these people on this ballot has put his cock inside an 8-year-old boy's ass. If there is some way that we could magically ascertain with 100% certainty whether or not that statement I just made is true or false, I am serious. I would bet $2,000 that one of the people on this ballot has had his cock inside the ass of an 8-year-old boy. These people are the fucking scum of the earth. What the fucking Nazis did to the Jews is too good for these people. All of them. Every one of them. Attorney General, just in case you're still retarded, it reminds you can only vote for one. We have Phil Wisner, he's a Democrat. George Brockler, he's a Republican. William F. Robertson III, he's a Libertarian. Phil Wisner. Wiser, there's no N in his name. He's a Democrat. Dean Emeritus, I don't actually know what that means, nor do I care, of CU's, Colorado University, that's the Buffaloes, that is the most faggot university in, the most leftist university in Colorado. Dean Emeritus of CU's Law School, strike one, former Assistant Attorney General in the Justice Department during Obama administration, strike two, supporters Planned Parenthood, Colorado, strike three, Conservation Colorado, strike four, former President Barack Hussein Obama, the murderer of Muslims in foreign countries with missiles launched from flying robots, but it's okay because he's black. I'm sorry, he's only half black. He just half-assed that like he did everything else, but it doesn't matter because we have to lick his asshole because he has dark skin and everybody's terrified of being called a racist, except for the great one, because it is only I, apparently, who can see the fucking Matrix and actually have a fucking ball sack. You're welcome. Go fuck yourself. George. I gotta stop laughing at my own jokes. George Brockler. He's a Republican. He's a piece of shit, too. Current county district attorney. Piece of shit, strike one. Combat veteran. Of what war? Of what? Like you flew over Afghanistan once or some shit? I mean, fucking please. I mean, look, John McCain was a piece of shit. Okay? John McCain's death was a blessing upon the world. But at least John McCain flew a fucking fighter aircraft in a real war. He was up against an actual enemy that was capable of shooting him down. Combat veteran and colonel in the Army National Guard. And we all know the opinions. God. We all know the great one's opinion of the National Guard. In case you're new around here, great one, what is your opinion of the National Guard? The National Guard can go fuck themselves. Great one, do you hate the military? No, the great one was in the military, not the National Guard, which is not the military. The National Guard is a bunch of grown-ups playing soldier on the weekends. Great one was in a fucking rapid deployment force, light infantry unit. Go fuck yourself. Supporters, Republican Attorneys General Association. Colorado Association of Realtors. These real estate agents sure are slime. Oh, God. And the Associated Collection Agencies. Well, there's somebody you want on your side. The collection agencies. Once again, this is very unbiased. You see, the Democrat on his side has Planned Parenthood murdering babies. The Republican on his side has the Associated Collection Agencies actually, I don't know, paying back the loans that you took out. Do they support? Here we go. Here comes the fun bit. Here comes the nonpartisan, independent unbiased nonprofit bit. Do they support repealing Colorado's gun safety laws, like criminal background checks for gun purchasers? Phil, no. George, yes. See, George wants to repeal criminal background checks for people buying guns. Does he really? Because notice, okay, once again, I understand that many of you out there are retarded. And I understand that I am way smarter than you. Of course, then again, if you listen to this podcast, I might not be smarter than you, actually. Let's listen very carefully to the question. Because you came here, number one, for entertainment. You came here to listen to the great one fucking screaming at the microphone and calling people bad words. And that's cool. And I'm doing my best to entertain you. Great one. How serious? Are you serious or are you trying to entertain us? It's a little bit of both. Let's read this question again and let us learn. Okay. Do they support repealing Colorado's gun safety laws? Now remember, there's still federal regulations, whatever those may be. I don't know what they are. I'm not an expert on this. I don't know. I don't care. The governments can all go fuck themselves. Okay? Repealing Colorado's gun safety laws, like criminal background checks for gun purchases. Repealing Colorado's gun safety laws like criminal background checks for gun purchases. It doesn't actually say he wants to repeal criminal background checks for gun purchases. It's saying he wants to repeal Colorado gun safety laws like criminal background checks, similar to criminal background checks. But it's not saying he actually wants to repeal specifically criminal background checks. He wants to repeal gun safety laws similar to criminal background checks. If you do not understand the subtle distinction between these two things, you are not smart enough to listen to this podcast. You need to fucking leave now. Because I am not here to attempt to elevate the truly stupid people. Okay? This podcast is for intelligent people who wish to be challenged, entertained, and sometimes say, "Hey, great one, you need to calm the fuck down a little bit." Okay? That's fine. But if you, I am dead fucking serious. If you do not understand the distinction I just made right there, you need to get the fuck away from my website, you get the fuck away from me, and you never come back because you are stupid. Great one, you have a little bit of anger. Yeah, I do, because I'm tired of fucking dealing with stupid people and parasites. Yeah, I have a little bit of fucking anger. And maybe if you weren't fucking retarded, maybe you'd have a little bit of anger too. Oh, and I'm probably racist just because. Moving on. Do they support defending a person's right to access reproductive health care, including abortion? Oh, really? So men can get abortions now too? Shouldn't it say defending a woman's right to access reproductive health care, including abortion? Last time I checked, men aren't allowed to get abortions. If a man gets a woman pregnant, because we all know women don't have anything to do with getting pregnant, right? Women just accidentally get pregnant. Women have no agency whatsoever. Let's fucking go. Let's go. Let's fucking go. Women have no fucking agency whatsoever. Men, get them pregnant. Because women, why, they just have no control over their vaginas. And then when those evil men get them pregnant, well, women, of course, can get abortions. They, you know, they go in there and they spread their legs and you shove the vacuum cleaner up their vajayjay and you shove it in the baby's skull and you suck out the kid's brains. Then you pull the kid out, you throw it in the trash can, and oh my God, the woman's okay and she can go have sex with another man she doesn't know his last name. But you see, men don't get that option. If the woman decides she wants to spit the baby out so she can get some fucking welfare, which you fucking conservatives don't have the fucking balls to turn off because you talk all this goddamn shit. But when it comes down to it, what about the children? Hey, conservatives, if you care about the fucking children so much, why don't you man up and marry these fucking whores? Why don't you man the fuck up and marry these single mothers and then you could take care of their fucking children? But no, you want my tax money to take care of the fucking children while you feel good about how fucking inclusive you are because you're a fucking conservative. My God, after I've exterminated the fucking liberals, you know who's next? You know who's... Well, because those concentration camps will be there. The last bit of smoke from the ovens will have cleared after I've fucking burned the last of the Democrat voters. They'll just be sitting there empty. You know who I'm going to fill the ovens with? I'm going to fill it with conservatives. See, men can't get abortions. Men have to pay for the fucking kid. For 18 years, or 21 years, or 26 years, or whatever the fuck it's gonna be. Yeah, men don't get fucking reproductive rights. Men don't get an abortion. Pandering to women, that'll win any fucking election. That was me dropping shit. As opposed to the former noise, which was me throwing shit across the room. God damn it. I need a bigger table. Defending a woman's, because we're being honest, because we're nonpartisan. We're independent. See, notice how nonpartisan and independent these questions are. Defending a person's right to access reproductive health care, including abortion. Phil, yes. George, no. Defending Colorado's efforts. Colorado can't make an effort. Colorado is a geographical region on the planet Earth. Colorado is a large piece of land. The large piece of land cannot make an effort. Okay, people can make an effort. Animals can make an effort. I would even argue that plants can make an effort. But Colorado, a legal fiction that defines a piece of land on the planet Earth, cannot make an effort. Defending Colorado's efforts to fight climate change like clean power plan implementation or car emission standards. Just hippie global warming bullshit. Phil says yes, George says no, we're voting for George. This is a no-brainer. Except my pen doesn't work. Great, democracy has just been thwarted because... I wonder if throwing the pen across the room had anything to do with that. All right. The fuck is this? This is not on state office. Oh, here it is. No, it is on here. Wait, this is something gets voted on? Regent of the University of Colorado at large. Okay, the University of Colorado should be nuked. We got Leslie Smith. She's a woman. She's a Democrat. We obviously, you know, woman and Democrat. We got Ken Montera. He's a Republican. We got Christopher E. Otwell. He's the Unity Party. And we got James K. Treibert. He's the libertarian. Hey, let's. I'm going to get educated too because I have no idea here. Excuse me. Hold on a second. Come on, computer. Fucking work with me. CU, that's Colorado University, Regent at Large. What this office does, because I have no idea what this office does either. It sets tuition, budget, and wages for a University of Colorado system, the third largest Colorado employer. That's a little pathetic that the third largest employer in Colorado is a fucking university. Leslie Smith, she's a Democrat, she has a vagina. Scientist and educator at CU. I like this. Scientist. Okay, we've been down this path before. Let the Great One see if he can do the short version of this. Those of you who have been here for a while know that the Great One has never done the short version of anything in his fucking life. There is no such thing as a scientist. This shit you see on television. And this is a huge part of the problem is that most people get their education about science from the TV. Okay, if you're new here, the Great One worked in biomedical research for 8 fucking years. Please do not try to tell me anything about science. There's a couple of things that when you start giving your opinion, I'm going to expect you to tell me your qualifications to have an opinion on this. And I'm not going to lie. Okay, guys, this is exactly like the people who say, well, if you're not a woman, you shouldn't have an opinion on abortion. It's exactly like that. I will fully admit that there is an element of pure emotion in this. But if you want to start talking to me about the military, you better have been in the fucking military. And your fucking faggot-ass National Guard doesn't count. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Ed Lattimore with your fucking bicep, which is the size of my fucking torso. And Ed Lattimore could kill me by looking at me. That's how fucking badass Ed Lattimore is. And I don't deny that. But Ed Lattimore, he's in the National Guard. No, you need to go fuck yourself. Okay? You're a weekend warrior. Go fuck yourself. Now, Ed Lattimore wants to have an opinion about weightlifting? Oh, yeah. You want to have an opinion about boxing? Oh, I'll shut the fuck up and listen to you all day. You have an opinion about writing a book? Yes. Okay, but when it comes to your opinion about the military, you need to go fuck yourself. I don't care that you can kill me by looking at me. Another one is science. Oh, when I have to hear fucking retarded people. Well, I know I watched Bill Nye on TV the other day. I know about science. No, you need to be put into an oven and burned to death. Okay? You need to go ahead and have a big old fucking heaping cup of steaming hot. Shut the fuck up. I do not want to hear your opinion about science. I understand that you follow Bill Nye on Twitter. You don't know anything about science. When someone says, I'm a scientist, okay, that means not a fucking thing. What kind? This is like, well, I believe in global warming. I'm a scientist. Oh, really? And what exactly is your field of science? Well, I'm a geologist. Oh, you're a geologist with an opinion on climatology. Okay, let me introduce you to my ball sack. Let me show you how my ball sack fits into your mouth. Stupid people, otherwise known as the 99%, get their education about science from watching television, specifically from watching Star Trek, which, trigger warning, Star Trek is not a fucking documentary. And you stupid people who don't know anything about science think that there is such a thing as a scientist who knows all these things about geology and botany and physics and climatology and, you know, whatever. No. Unlike all of you who have never been anywhere near science other than shit you saw on Twitter, I can tell you that actual scientists are very specialized and they are very niche. And there are scientists who know everything on the fucking planet Earth about one microbe. And they know jack shit about anything else. And you can have a scientist and he's a geologist and he knows everything on the fucking planet Earth there is to be known about the geology of, say, for example, the Rocky Mountain region. And I promise you, he knows jack shit about anything else. And this is not to insult these people, because to know everything about one microbe or to know everything about the Rocky Mountain region geology, that's a lot of fucking work. That's a lot of stuff to know. But this delusion that you fucking inferior people, I'm sorry, you 99% of pieces of shit, I'm sorry, you common people have, where there are these people called scientists who just know everything about this wide range of things. That doesn't exist. I mean, yes, Bill Nye knows a great deal about butt sex because Bill Nye is a pedophile, as I have predicted before. It hasn't come out yet. I'm waiting for it to happen. That's why I every once in a while throw that back out and remind you. If you go to the predictions page on the Cynical Libertarian Society website, you will see I have officially predicted that Bill Nye is a pedophile. At some point, it will come out and I will be able to come on the fucking interwebs and say, fucking told you so. Bill Nye is not even a scientist. He has a fucking degree in mechanical engineering. That's not science. Bill Nye is a fucking clown. And I don't say that as an insult. He is a clown. He is an entertainer. There's nothing wrong with being a clown if you're a damn good clown. And he is a damn, he's making a lot of money lying to a lot of fucking people. So when I see some shit on this fucking bitch's thing here about how she's a scientist and educator. Scientist means nothing, and educator tells me that you're a fucking parasite. That was the short version. God help you if you ever got the long version. Leslie Smith, she's a Democrat, scientist and educator at CU. Former member of the Colorado State Board of Education. My God, she needs to be put into an oven. Her supporters are the American Federation of Teachers, Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood just seems to love Democrats. What the fuck does the CU regent have to do with murdering unborn children? The entire focus of Democrat, if you're a Democrat, like the entire focus of your life is abortion. You ever notice that? And the Colorado AFL-CIO, Federation representing 180 unions. Ah, unions, yeah. You know, seriously, unions served a purpose at one point. That point has come and gone. All right, we got Ken Montero. He's a Republican. He's on the other side. He is a retired businessman, former executive VP for limited branches, i.e., Bath and Body Works, Victoria's Secret. Whoa, this guy worked for Victoria's Secret. Stop. Okay, if this guy can hook me up with some Victoria's Secret's models, I can't talk. If this guy can hook me up with some models from Victoria's Secret, okay, stop. We're voting right now. We are voting Victoria's Secret. Where is this? Ken, where's Ken? Okay. Hold on. I gotta focus. No, I just said Victoria's Secret. Deep breath. Breathe. Okay. Lingerie. Okay, hold on. Focus. For somebody who is sexist, I sure do like girls.
Okay, focus.
But only if they're thin and white. Okay, his supporters, in addition to Victoria's Secret. Oh, okay, focus. His supporters are the Otero County Republican Party, Secretary of State Wayne Williams, Logan County Republican Central Committee. Okay. Do they support increasing state funding for higher education? Remember, increasing state funding means increasing taxation, which means increasing the amount of theft from private citizens. Okay, so are they in favor of increasing theft? Leslie Smith, yes, because of course women are always in favor of increasing theft. Because women are parasites. Oh, you're so sexist, great one. Why, I'm a conservative. I vote Republican. I even voted for Donald Trump, but I think women should be allowed to run for political office and have jobs because I'm so enlightened. I'm a conservative. Cuck. I'm a cock! Cock! Conservative! Cock! Inclusivity, cluck, cock, 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 inclusive community, cock, 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 cock. I'm a cock. Increase theft from taxpayers. Leslie Smith is in favor because she's a woman, she has a vagina, she's a parasite. Ken is against it because he's seen Victoria's Secret's models changing their clothes. Ensuring CU resources go to academic excellence and student success. I slurred that. Let me read that again so that you can experience the full impact of the bullshit. Ensuring CU, Colorado University, resources go to academic excellence and student success. Do you mean propaganda about how 5 out of every 1 college girls get raped every 17 seconds? Is that what you mean by academic excellence and student success? Leslie Smith is in favor of this, and Ken is also in favor of this, which is not a point in his favor. Okay, do they support advancing non-discrimination policies to protect civil rights of all students, especially students of color and immigrants? Because, of course, we know that colored students are so fucking fragile. We'll be covering this in an upcoming episode. God damn it. I want to provide foreshadowing of that which comes forth. And you say, great one, I've been listening to your podcast for many years, and you've made a lot of promises you haven't kept. You're going to do a cast on this, a cast on that, a cast on something else. You still need to finish Hussein Obama's fucking blueprint for change. You never finished the whole thing of the Million Women's March. You got that college kid cast you did a while back. You didn't finish. No, guys, trust me, I have not forgotten a single thing I have not wrapped up. I really haven't. But I got something coming for you. I got something coming. Actually, I got two things coming. Both of which have the potential, I'm not going to say they will, but both of which have the potential to massively trigger a segment of my listening audience to the point that I will finally hit the Holy Grail. I have not gotten fucking death threats in years. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Why am I? See, I'm not getting death threats. I'm obviously turning into a fucking cuck. I have two things on tap that have the potential to bring unto the Great One threats of death. But you're not going to get either of them soon because I'm going into my busy season of work. And I so badly want to foreshadow. That's a technique which isn't utilized in modern movies because no... And then there's me... Oh my God. Oh my God, guys. Oh my God, am I going to rip some fucking heads off and shit down some necks when it comes to movies? We won't mention any names, but there's some people out there who have said some movies are good, and these people might be full of shit. Because I might have to just... Anyway, deep breath. Deep breath, because I am the great. I am the founder. Just think about Victoria's Secret models. Victoria's Secret models. Okay, basically, are they a cuck? Leslie Smith is a cuck. Ken Montero, no stance available. Now, this is completely fucking irrelevant to anything. Do I vote Republican to keep the Democrat from getting in office, or do I vote Libertarian to send a message? Well, he was an executive VP for Victoria's Secret. He does claim to be... Yeah, the whole idea of a politician opposed to spending more money. Once again, are any of you stupid enough to believe this? Like when some politician... Well, I'm opposed to increased state funding for higher education. Are any of you dumb enough to actually believe this? Do you think there's such a thing as a politician opposed to spending more money? All right, we have to deny Democrats. That's hashtag deny Democrats. Voting Republic. I'm so fucking slimy. I should be, God, it's disgusting. All right, State Board of Education member, Congressional District 2. That is not covered in my independent voting guide here. We're just voting Republican. Done. Somebody named Johnny Barrett. Don't know. Don't give a fick. Go get... Fuck. Give a fuck. Hey, great one. You want to learn how to fucking talk? Is that too complicated for you? If you're going to do a podcast, maybe learn how to fucking pronounce your words. Is that too much to ask? Apparently it is. His opponent is Angelica Schroeder. She's a woman. She's a Democrat. Strike two. All right, fucking moving on. State Representative, District 53. You can vote for one. There's only one person running. Her name is Jenny. She's a Democrat. I'm not voting for her. County offices, commissioner, District 1. I don't know what a commissioner is. Why do I give a shit? I'm sure that both of these people should be put into gas chambers and exterminated. Democrat, Republican, I'm voting Republican. It's called self-defense. Fuck you. I'm sick of it. I'm done. This, trust, when I say this, I am dead serious. It is, for me to sit here and vote for human beings, I already explained how voting for people is voting for violence. This goes against to me, this is almost as bad as going out and raping a woman. That is how much doing this right now is violating my moral code, such as it is, which for me to speak of even me having a moral code is fucking laughable. But I'm fucking sick. I'm fucking sick of Democrats. I despise Democrats. I hate Democrats. Our country is more polarized than ever. Oh, gee, maybe because every time I look at the news media, I'm being told how I'm a fucking rapist and a murderer because I'm a white man. Gee, you think we're fucking polarized? And then when the concentration camps actually do happen, if you think I'm going to hesitate to put anybody in them, you're wrong. Because I am fucking sick of being blamed for every fucking negative thing that happens to every fucking, brace yourself, nigger, spick, and kike on the planet Earth. I'm fucking sick of it. I'm fucking sick of being held responsible for your goddamn failure. Clerk and recorder, who gives a shit? I'm voting Republican just because I hate Democrats. Treasurer, who gives a shit? I'm voting Republican out of pure hatred for Democrats. I know I have no morals right this moment. Assessor, who gives a shit? I'm voting Republican out of hatred. Sheriff, there's only one person running. He's a Republican. I don't even need to vote. I'm just going to fucking vote for him. There's only one person running. I wonder who's going to win. Surveyor. There's only one person running. Chad. He's a Republican. I'll just vote for who. I wonder who's going to win. Coroner. Coroner. We actually have to have an election for the person who looks at dead bodies. There's only one person running. James. He's a Republican. I'm going to vote for him just because I fucking hate black people because I'm so fucking racist. Does it make you cucks feel good to call me a racist? Does that help you sleep better at night? I mean, don't get me, guys, if it does, that's great. Because that's, look, this podcast is therapy for me. Hopefully it's therapy for you too. If you listen to me, oh, the great one is a racist, and then you can get in bed and you can go to sleep at night and, oh, you can feel so good about how inclusive you are. Oh my God, it's so wonderful. Maybe you can create an inclusive community. Till the day comes that I put you into a fucking oven and kill you. Judicial, Colorado Supreme Court Justice. Let me just drop shit all over the fucking ground. All right, let's flip to the blue book here. Is there actually any useful-ish information? Justice, justice, justice. All right, hold on. Everybody bear with me, deal with it. This is like your respite from me fucking screaming at the internet about how much I want to gas people. Okay. Nope. And no. Oh, let's see if it's in here. Is this a county thing? The judges might be a county thing. not a state thing. That would make sense. In so much as any of this makes sense. Nope. Okay. I'm sorry, do we have a table of contents in here, or is that be too fucking complicated? Apparently a table of contents would be too complicated. God damn it. I am dropping shit everywhere. And I'm really not drunk. Okay, table of contents or index. Apparently not something the government of Larimer County can figure out. All right, go fuck. All right, I'm not going to waste my time on judges. So I don't know about where you are, because I'm sure this is different from state to state. Apparently here we can vote whether or not to retain or not retain on the Colorado Supreme Court specific justices. And then Colorado Court of Appeals judge, again, don't care. Colorado Court Judge Larimer County, don't care, because I don't know anything about these people. I'm not voting for them or against them. Or should I just vote against them for turnover? But see, I don't know. Maybe one of them, statistically speaking, one of them might not be, if I can use words, a complete fucking piece of shit. All right, let us move forward. Amendments. Now, where are we at? Oh God, we're an hour into this. Now the fun begins. The amendments. State of Colorado, Amendment 5. No, Amendment V. Sorry, I thought those were Roman numerals. They're not Roman numerals. We're on letter V of the alphabet. Oh my God. I'm already... Okay, anyway. Amendment V. Allowing young people to run for office. Because yes, young people should make political, social, economic, and philosophical decisions based on their massive number of years of life experience. This whole thing, am I the only person who recognizes that the reason old people keep trying to get young people involved in politics is because young people are dumb, dumb, easy to manipulate, and gullible? Amendment V, allowing young people to run for office. What it does, it lowers the minimum age to serve in our state legislature from 25 to 21. I'm already opposed to this. No, we don't need 21-year-old children making laws. We don't even need 25-year-old children, because that's what 25-year-old people are. I was 25 years old once. Okay, looking back on it, in retrospect, I was a fucking retard. I was a child. I should not, under any circumstances, when I was 25 years old, have been making decisions, can't fucking talk. You need to focus, great one. You need to get your head out of your fucking ass. Okay, this is not a joke, great one. You need to fucking remove your head from your ass and fucking podcast like a fucking grown-up. When I was 25 years old, I did not need to be making decisions that affect other human beings. And neither should anyone else. We say vote yes, because Colorado is one of only three states that sets the age to serve in our legislature at 25. Nearly every other state allows 21-year-olds or younger to run for office. Well, gosh, you know what? In other countries, you can legally fuck 14-year-old girls. Maybe we should do that here. You know what? In some countries, over in the enlightened continent of Africa, men fuck 8-year-old virgins because they think fucking a virgin will cure AIDS. Maybe we should do that here because people in other places do it. We don't want to use logic or reason. We just want to do what other people do because we're fucking retards who should be herded into concentration camps and exterminated like the fucking filth that we are. Young Coloradoans deserve this. Young Coloradoans deserve to run to represent their communities. Oh, there's my new favorite word, community. And serve if... No. Young Coloradoans deserve to have the fucking shit beat out of them. How many of these young Coloradoans have sexually transmitted diseases? I am voting against this amendment, and I have absolutely no problems doing this. All of the fucking sleaziness I felt previously voting for individual people, that's gone. We are voting against this. Who else says yes? Colorado Common Cause, Colorado Young Democrats, Colorado Federation of Young Republicans. Anytime the Democrats and Republicans agree on something, you know that's a bad idea. All right, Amendment W. Shortening judge retention questions. What kind of gay shit is this? What it does, shortens and reformats judge retention questions on ballots. We say vote yes because this minor formatting change shortens these questions and simplifies the structure of our ballots. Because, of course, millennials and Generation Z are fucking retarded and everything has to be simplified for them because they should be exterminated. Because the Great One seems to have this odd fixation on putting people into concentration camps and exterminating them. Huh, I can't figure this out. He must obviously be a Nazi. It has nothing, of course, to do with the fact that these people who the Great One thinks should be exterminated want to steal his money, his time, and his life from them so that they can fund things they're not willing to do themselves because they're parasitical pieces of shit. No. Obviously, that has nothing to do with it. The Great One must obviously be a racist, homophobic, sexist, evil white person. Could this ballot be any fucking more geared towards retarded low IQ people than it currently is? How do you make shortening judge retention questions? Okay, here, let me read to you the judge retention question on this ballot. Shall Judge John Daniel Daly of the Colorado Court of Appeals be retained in office? That's the question. That needs to be shortened because millennials and Generation Z are not smart enough to understand that. If you cannot understand this question, hold on, let's play a game. Take a wild guess. What the Great One thinks should happen to you if you cannot understand that question. I'll give you a second while I pick up the shit that's I've been throwing on the floor. Okay, if your answer was you should be put into a concentration camp and exterminated, that was the correct answer. That question was so complicated that it has to be shortened and simplified for Generation Z. Okay. Amendment X, definition of industrial hemp. Because we're arguing about the definitions of hemp. We're arguing about a plant I'm sorry, show me the part of the Constitution of either the United States of America or the state of Colorado that says the government has the power to control people growing a fucking plant. My God, it's almost my fucking bedtime. You people are so lucky, I love you. If you would just go and spend some money at cls.link/Amazon so I could buy another Supergirl statue, I would love you even more. You people are so lucky, I love you. Amendment X, definition of industrial hemp. What it does, removes the definition of industrial hemp from our state constitution. So the state constitution actually has a definition of industrial hemp in it. This is pathetic. We say vote yes because this simple change is needed to give our legislators, otherwise known as cocksucking thieves, flexibility to oversee and promote Colorado's growing hemp industry. Farmers want this change so Colorado can better stay in line with federal policy and remain competitive in other states. You know what? I don't do this very often. If it is going to remove the definition of hemp from the state constitution, I might vote for this. Because if there is a definition of hemp in the state constitution, that means it limits, by definition, defining hemp limits the ability to interpret what hemp is. If you remove the definition, you have more latitude. I don't know that I have ever voted for an amendment to the state constitution ever before. You know what? This is groundbreaking shit. I'm going to vote in favor of this. All right. Amendments Y and Z. End partisan gerrymandering. Oh, yeah. Right. Only when Republicans are in control. Are Republicans in control? I don't know. I don't care. All right. What it does, modernizes the process for drawing congressional and state district election. Excuse me. That is not correct. I'm making words up. What it does, modernizes, as if that's automatically a good thing, the process for drawing congressional and state legislative districts. We say vote yes because We say vote yes because these bipartisan measures stop gerrymandering by making Colorado's redistricting process more transparent and less political. Oh, you mean like the Obama administration was the most transparent administration in history? Y and Z create independent commissions. Of course they are. They're independent commissions to run the process and clarify that priorities for new districts include competitiveness and representation for unaffiliated voters and communities of color. Okay, there we go. We're voting against this. As soon as I saw anything about fucking communities of color, we're done. That tells me everything I need to know. Communities of color, otherwise known as hating white people. All right, go fuck yourselves. You know, I noticed that people of color certainly love white women when it comes to choices of who to have sex with and who to rape. Do we want to get the great one started? Oh, great one, you're so racist. Yeah, because you can't shut the fuck up about your fucking community of color. But I'm the fucking racist. Moving on, because I don't have time for this shit. I would like to go to bed soon. And have to get up early in the morning, post this podcast, do linkage, yada, yada, fucking yada. Okay. Amendment A. We've been clinging to this one for years. Amendment A. What it does. Updates our state constitution to fully eliminate slavery in Colorado. See, slavery is in the constitution of the state of Colorado. We say vote yes because this measure eliminates a provision in Colorado's constitution allowing slavery as punishment for a crime. Slavery shouldn't be allowed anywhere for any reason. Time to remove this offensive clause from our constitution. News fucking flash! Taxation is slavery? You fucking inferior piece of shit. I am voting against this as I have voted against this for every fucking time it has come up since I've lived in Colorado. Notice it's Amendment A. We are on Amendments Y and Z. That's how long they've been trying to get this amendment passed. Fuck you. Taxation is slavery. Go fuck yourself. You know, here, talking about slavery, great one, you're not going to tangent. No, I would never tangent or drop things on the floor. You know what I love about you fucking Yankee filth? The Yankee filth comes unto the great one and says, well, we fought the Civil War, which was not a civil war, to eliminate slavery. And how exactly did you fight the Civil War, you fucking piece of shit? Oh, that's right. You implemented a draft in the Union, which means you enslaved white men into the military and sent them to the South to kill other white men to free slaves. You enslaved white men to end slavery. Look, you guys could save me the trouble of putting you in You could save me the trouble of putting you in concentration camps and gassing you if you would just fucking kill yourselves.
We ended slavery by enslaving people. Look how enlightened and intolerant and intolerant we are. We created an inclusive community because we're cucks.
Amendment 73, public education funding. We don't need to read anymore. Raises $1.6 billion for public schools by raising taxes. We're done. We are voting against. We always, always vote against raising taxes. I love how it says raising taxes on wealthiest 8% of Coloradoans. Because you see, if you steal things from rich people, it's magically not stealing. Right? It's kind of like, okay, if you rape a woman who has sex with a lot of men, maybe it's magically not rape. Do you think I'm joking about the concentration camps? Do you think I'm joking about the ovens? Do you think I'm joking about the gas chambers? I'm not. Okay, if you really think that somehow this magic of tax, well, we'll only tax the richest 8%, that makes it okay. Amendment 74, lawsuits for reducing property value. Oh, God, this sounds... All right. allows property owners to sue local/state government and to be compensated by taxpayers. Well, yeah, everybody gets compensated by taxpayers because the you never run out of other people's money, do you? Other people have money all fucking day long. Okay, hold on. Allows property owners to sue local/state government and to be compensated by taxpayers if new construction or laws lower their property value. No, if your property value goes down, well, you fucked up. No, fuck you. Suck a goddamn dick. No, we're not. No, we're voting against this. Oh my God. Are you fucking serious? If your property value goes down, you can sue people to be compensated by the taxpayers. I have an idea. What if your property value goes down, you get put into a concentration camp? Just if you guys have heard this before, you can go ahead and just ignore it. You get herded into a gas chamber. You get gassed, and then your dead body is thrown into an oven. How about that? The fucking taxpayers are supposed to pay you because your property values went down? Ooh, how about you have a nice, big, giant cup of my fucking steaming hot ball sack? But without the government, great one, who would build the roads? But roads! But great one, who would build roads? Amendment 75, increasing campaign contribution limits. Quintuples the contribution limit in an election if a candidate puts $1 million. We say vote no because allowing wealthy donors to pour more money into elections just gives these donors more influence over politics. This is one of those, I don't give a shit one way or the other. The idea that somehow politics don't involve money and rich people is just naive and stupid. I think we're going to end up just, we're not voting on that one way or the other. Proposition, because we have amendments and propositions. Proposition 109, state debt for highway repairs, requires the state to borrow $3.5 billion to spend on highway projects. Why don't you guys have a fucking bake sale or something? No, we're voting against that. Go fuck yourselves. Stop spending money on fucking, you know, diversity training and fucking paying for trannies to get their sex change operations and spend the money on the fucking roads. Because only governments can build roads. It's impossible. It is absolutely impossible for a private citizen to create a flat place on the ground. Can't be done. Only the government can make roads. God, I want concentration camps so badly. You know, I thought we weren't gonna, I thought, this'll be a nice, lighthearted. God, I'm fucking naive. I thought this'll be a nice, light-hearted, fun podcast. You know, I'll do the fucking ballot, have a good time, couple of chuckles. Now, I went trail running this morning. It was really good. It was. I ran into a guy I know on the trail, talked to him for a few minutes. He's got a relatively new job. He's been there maybe close to a year. He's liking it a lot. It's a good company. I have a slight amount of familiarity with the... slight amount of familiarity with the company. They seem like very good people. Seems like a very good job. Very good place to work. So I'm very happy for him. and it's a beautiful day of trail running and biking. Listened to The Dick Show. And also got The Dick Show loaded on the MP3 player that has the solar cells on it. And then the other MP3 player I have, the one that I got from Mr. Cappy Cap himself over at captaincapitalism.blogspot.com, Aaron Clary. On that one, I finished up the load on there and reloaded it this morning with nothing but TJ Martinell. I'm going to continue binging on the TJ Martinell podcast, the Mountain Pass podcast over at tjmartinell.com. By the way, TJ, thank you for including on your website a link to the SoundCloud RSS feed. Because you see, old people who use SoundCloud, now we won't mention any names of old people who podcast and use SoundCloud and don't actually provide a link to the legitimate RSS feed. You know, these old people, we won't mention Aaron Clary, Adam Piggott. We won't mention these old people because, you know, they're probably falling asleep and drooling on themselves because they're old. TJ Martinell provides a direct link to the actual RSS feed because, yeah, TJ's got his shit together. So anyhow, I loaded up the MP3 player with Mountain Pass podcast from TJ Martinell. That's what I'm going to be doing for the upcoming week while I'm working my ass off and not podcasting. Also went out and about today looking for chicks, saw a couple of cute ones, talked to a couple of cute ones, did not realize. You know, it's interesting. Like, I saw her from a distance and I thought, okay, they're college girls. It's weird. Once you start talking, as soon as I started talking to them, and I don't know why, I just did, I realized, okay, these are high school girls. Not that that would have stopped me from banging her, because the one of them was really cute. Oh, great, now I'm a pedophile. Because, you know, in certain countries in Europe, you can bang 14-year-old girls and it's totally cool. And we should do what people do in other places. Because, oh my God, you know, in other states, they allow 21-year-olds to serve in the legislature. So we should do that too. Because that's what they do in other places. Anyhow, that was my attempt to talk about something other than how much I think that 99% of the population should be put into concentration camps and exterminated. And no, I'm not just saying that to be cute. I'm fucking done with you people. I am done with the fucking parasites. It's time for you to die. It is time for the human species to move beyond constantly supporting parasites. You do know that if it wasn't for parasites, we could be, right now, human beings could be walking around on the surface of the planet Mars. But oh no, we gotta give you fucking single mothers money so you can spit out more fucking children without knowing who the daddy is. That's what's important in our fucking society. And don't you fucking conservatives try to pretend that you're on my side on this one. Don't fucking do it. All right, focus, let's wrap. We are so close to being finished. Proposition 110. Raising funds for transportation raises sale tax by 0.62%. Nope, we're voting against that. That was easy. Right, you always, the libertarian / anarcho-capitalist, always votes against raising taxes. It does not matter what you're raising taxes. There's one exception. If we are raising taxes, all right, actually, you know what? There's three exceptions. If we are raising taxes, the royal we, specifically to, number one, put Hillary Clinton in jail. Number two, build a fucking wall between the United States and Mexico. Or number three, perform mandatory abortions on women who get pregnant and are not married, those taxes you can vote for. Otherwise, no. Proposition 111. Stop predatory payday lending. What it does, it prevents payday lenders from charging interest rates over 36%. No, fuck you. I'm opposed to that. If you're a fucking idiot and you don't know how to manage your money and you need to take out a payday loan, you should get the shit fucked out of you. You should get ass raped. You should get ass raped to the maximum fucking extent that you can get ass raped because, I don't know, maybe in 12 years of public education, maybe one of those fucking stupid whores with a liberal arts degree should have taught you something about math, except they didn't because they have vaginas and they don't understand numbers because they're fucking 24-year-old fucking teachers with liberal arts degrees who wanted to go into teaching because they care about children. 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 All right. We're so close to being done. Proposition, I just want to go to bed. Proposition 112. Oil and gas drilling setbacks. Requires oil and gas drilling to be 2,500 feet away from homes, schools, and waterways. Fuck you. No, I'm voting against that. Suck a great big dick. Everyone hates oil corporations until they want to put gas in their car. Once I'm dead, this is one thing I can honestly say to you. I have been saying this for well over 10 years. There is nothing. Well, all right. There are some things I would love better. For example, having sex with the CSU women's volleyball team. There are a small number of things, most of them involving redheads or the CSU women's volleyball team, that I would love better than for all the oil/gas corporations to just shut down for 1 month. No natural gas, no gasoline, no oil for 31 days. I would like to see the fucking snowflakes in the United States function without gasoline for 31 days. And then I would like to see the CEOs of the oil and gas corporations come forth and stand there in public and say, okay, we'll be happy to start providing you on an individual basis with gasoline once again, providing you come forth and put my ball sack in your mouth. And then the only way after this you can get gasoline for your car is if you put the ball sack of the CEO of Exxon's, put the ball sack of the CEO of Exxon in your mouth. That's the only way you can get gasoline for the rest of your life. Because, you know, we could have nuclear power, but oh, you fucking hippies are so goddamn scared of nuclear power because, I don't know, smoking dope and whales? Larimer County, ballot issue 1A. That's not on here. Shall Larimer County taxes be increased $19 million annually? No, no, they shall not. You know what we're going to do this for? For a period of 20 years, provide preventative early identification, intervention, support, and treatment services for youth, adults, families, and senior citizens, either directly or indirectly, who are residents and fucking, what the fuck? Acquire, construct, improve, maintain, what? No. For the following mental/behavioral health care problems. Oh, you mean you're going to solve the problem of Single mothers? No, you're not. You're going to praise single mothers for being strong, independent, and brave. No, I am not going to pay an additional $19 million of taxes per year so that you can provide mental health services, which could all be avoided if you just stopped encouraging women to breed without husbands. Go fuck yourself, my ball sack, your mouth, yada, yada, yada. That's it. We're done. We voted. The violence is done. Moving the fuck on. Can I go to fucking bed now? I'd really like to go to fucking bed. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening, man. All right. Let's see. See you guys on Monday.